Well, this week, we are talking to all of our candidates in District 15 for the Nebraska Legislature. Anthony Hansen, it's your turn. Welcome. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Are you a long ways away?
I'm over at Blair right now.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. Well, if we lose you, we'll call you right back. I know the signal and connections via that way sometimes are not so good. Welcome and nice to have you with us. Let's talk a little bit about yourself, and then maybe give us an idea of why you're running for the legislature.
Yes. So I grew up on a farm in Osceola, Nebraska. Graduated from Osceola Public Schools. I'm the son of a fourth generation farmer. After I graduated high school, went down to Lincoln and studied mechanical engineering at the University of Nebraska. I met my wife and we moved to Fremont in 2014.
Nice.
We're both engineers. Have three little kids. Everly is a first grader. Archie will be a kindergartner this fall, and Hank will be three this fall.
You definitely are busy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's good.
But, those three kids are really the purpose for me running for this position. I'm just worried about their future and want to do something to help protect them.
Good deal. Now, have you not really been in any politics before this then or anything like this?
No, I have not held any public offices. I've been a full-time engineer for the last 11 years.
Good deal. Well, maybe just talk a little bit about, I know you said running because of you feel like you really want to make for a good future for your kids. Are there any particular, I guess, things that you really want to work on, I guess, for the state of Nebraska or District 15?
Yeah, so certainly want to make sure that we are doing everything we can to protect our children and protect their rights. Things are changing very quickly right now, as well as technology. I feel that as an engineer, I'm well suited for the changes in technologies and being a strong asset down in Lincoln, as things like AI and self-driving cars, and just how we are going to be handling these quick changes as we move forward.
Any thoughts on property tax? I mean, is that something that you're concerned with, or is that one of the priorities that you take a look at?
Absolutely. I believe property tax needs to, we need to make serious efforts to reduce property tax, as well as just spending in general. I want to make sure that we do not expand our government. I would like to try and keep it where it is and just take efforts to reduce spending. As an engineer and being in industry and manufacturing, every single year we have requirements to cut expenditures by 5 to 10%, and I don't see why our governments can't be making those same efforts to find new efficiencies and ways to do things better to save the taxpayer money.
Good deal. We're talking with Anthony Hansen, a candidate for the Nebraska Legislature in District 15. Obviously, schools is also a part of the equation for Nebraska and keeping kids here in the state. Any thoughts on that?
Yes. Absolutely. I would not be where I'm at right now without going to Osceola Public Schools and studying engineering down at Lincoln. I think that our children are our future, and we need to educate them with traditional American education so they know what it's like to be an American. I think we need to put forth more effort in teaching them how to start their own businesses and even run for public office. It's been quite an experience learning how this whole process works. And, you know, it's really just kind of learning through people that have gone before it. But I think that we could put a little bit more effort into helping our children understand the importance of community service and being involved with with local governments.
I imagine you've been out walking doors and talking to people. What's the main thing you hear from people on the street?
Well, people are excited to see a young father that's willing to make the sacrifice to get out and serve his community. That's something that I consistently hear. Otherwise, it's just the state of taxes and just doing what we can to rein in and reduce spending with our government.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's not easy if you're a young father and you have a family. As we all know, the pay is not the greatest if you're going to be in the Nebraska legislature, correct?
Yes, it leaves some to be desired.
You're definitely a public servant, that's for sure.
Yes.
Any thoughts on the unicameral? I don't know. I guess I just thought to ask if there was, if you like the unicameral structure, I guess, for Nebraska.
It's definitely unique. I think that they got a lot accomplished down there this year. But also when it just comes to prioritizing, you know, it takes a lot of effort to get anything through. So we just need to be able to work together. And, when it comes to knocking on doors, I've learned quickly that, you need to be listening. And, that's what I've been doing a lot of, is just listening to the community and trying to understand what they think needs to be done.
You have registered as a Republican. Do you see yourself as I don't know. I guess I don't like to paint people as this kind of a Republican or that kind. How would you describe yourself?
I am certainly a conservative. I believe in minimizing the government where we can. And protecting everybody's rights.
Okay, good deal. How can people get a hold of you, or what's the best way to find information on you, Anthony?
Well, my website is hansonforne.com, so you can reach out there and learn more about me or donate. Also have Hanson for Nebraska on Facebook. So for any upcoming events, that's where I'll be posting that as well. So.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking some time. Anything else before we let you go?
I just want to thank you for the opportunity to reach out to our community, and you guys are definitely important to our community. So,
all right. Well, thank you. We appreciate it. That's Anthony Hanson, candidate for District 15 for the Nebraska State Legislature. Good luck out there, and keep knocking those doors.
Yes, thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great day. Thank you.
Yep, goodbye.
Yep, Anthony Hanson this morning here on Fremont's Morning Mix. Good.